This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the program, and you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username. And with you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Cody hanging out with you.
And Bud.
All right, so you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up tonight, there is apparently an anonymous political party. Now, longtime listeners of the show, people have been paying attention to the news over the last decade? How long has Anonymous been doing their thing? It seems like it's been several years, if not most of a decade. For people who don't know, this is the group of unknown individuals around the globe who have become infamous for hacking, for instance, and releasing information. And what is it when they dox people, for instance? They get documents on folks and publish that information publicly. And they've made headlines over the years. Of course, one of the things about Anonymous is you don't really know who they are, and anyone can claim to be Anonymous. Right. Anyone with a V mask from the movie V for Vendetta or
and that's what I was going to say. We don't know how long they've been around for, but we do know they came after that movie came out.
That much is true.
At the very least.
Yeah, and of course the V mask is actually a Guy Fawkes mask, but let's not go all the way back into to history there. But regardless, anybody with a video camera and a Guy Fawkes mask can put an anonymous video out. In the case of what we're going to talk about here tonight, the video that has been released, and there have been several, but the main video that we'll play a clip from here, from someone claiming to be anonymous, is unusually high quality, meaning, and you're across the table from me, Bud, but you know, you'll get to see it at some point here as we're playing. You can lean over and check it out.
Right.
Cody, you can see the screen. We're going to play this video, which is announcing a political party purportedly by Anonymous. We're going to play the audio from the video, and we'll give you kind of running commentary as it goes on. There's a website behind this, which is lengthy, full of all kinds of contradictory statements and scary, scary stuff. I don't think this is the Anonymous that we've been used to seeing over the last several years.
No. So there's a whole website behind this entire video?
The website that they're promoting is humanityparty.com. So Anonymous, or people claiming to be Anonymous, have announced this, and let's just jump into the video, and I'll kind of explain it to you as we're going on here. It's got very dramatic music. It has footage from V for Vendetta, interspersed with a man in white who is in this scene putting on gloves that have the logo of the Humanity Party on them. The shortened term for the Humanity Party is THUMP, THUMP, the Humanity Party.
So did this guy invent the Humanity Party, or is he jumping on board on something that's already existed?
This thing just started on June 16th, so it's pretty fresh.
So basically what we've got is one dude created a political party. He called it the Humanity Party because it doesn't matter what your opinions are about, you know, your actual platform. As long as you say it's humanitarian, then it must be good.
Well, and we're going to get into what they say here, because this, by the way, we're not going to play the entire video. It's a 40-minute long rambling treatise about what their party believes and what they want. We'll get some of that from their website. But I want to play the first several minutes of this just because some of the things that this guy says are pretty obviously not Anonymous. Like, I mean, if you paid attention to Anonymous over the years, the way this guy talks, the things that will come out of his mouth that you'll hear in moments, are pretty clear to me that it is not anonymous behind this video.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever that means.
Right off the bat, since when do you see a V for Vendetta guy dressed in white?
That's a weird thing.
That's the first time I've seen that one.
Yeah, he's completely dressed in white. So let me continue, and then you'll get the reveal on him. Because so far they haven't shown his full on body in this video. So he's putting on his gloves right now. And then again, more shots from V for Vendetta. The scenes they're using here are from the end of the movie, where there are thousands of people wearing the V mask and marching through the streets of London. They're marching across a bridge that says, I think it was, We Are Anonymous. And he's lacing up his boots. He reveals a logo. A different logo. Now, so the Humanity Party has a logo that you'll see on their website, which is humanityparty.com. But then he has a different logo that is on the breast of his white suit or coat or whatever you call this thing that looks a lot like the Masonic symbol. That was the first thing that I thought of when I saw that symbol.
Yeah, I thought that for a second. You can also kind of see like an A and a V, so you'd almost think like anarchist, voluntarist.
You could think that.
As we watch the video, you'll find out very quickly that that's not
the case.
I feel like the symbol itself is very cultish.
It is weird. And the one thing is they actually take the time in this video to explain what the logo for the Humanity Party means. The one which basically has a leaf growing out of an open hand, a rainbow-colored open hand, and sort of a several leaves growing out of it. They explain what those stand for.
That doesn't even make sense. Leaves growing out of hands? That sounds like a medical issue.
Well, they claim that the leaves stand for different things. I don't think that's included in the part of the video that I'm going to play.
Is that other symbol revealed
in
the video?
In the video, I only watched this one video, and I did watch the whole 40 minutes. Again, we're not going to play that on the air, the whole thing. But I did take the time to watch it so I'd have more knowledge about what was going on.
I'm sorry.
Here. But they explained the one logo, but they didn't explain this one, which looks a lot like the Masonic symbol. But let's move on. Again, more video interspersed here. And you're seeing the main character. You're seeing the main character sort of putting on his uniform. We've yet to reveal his face, which, of course, you know is going to be a V-mask, but we've yet to see that in the video here about 40 seconds in. And in this scene, strangely, he's got an open palm, and he's slamming his fist or slapping his closed fist down into his open palm a few times.
With the gloves on?
Yeah, with the gloves on.
With the gloves that say thumb on the side of them.
I have to say, okay, yeah.
And it seems a little authoritarian just in the sort of the... I mean,
like,
it's not
almost like a bay.
It's not an iron fist, but it is a man with a fist, and he's slapping himself in the palm.
Give me my utopia, or you're going to get thumped.
And he puts the mask on. All is revealed. There's, again, the large crowd scenes. Now, look at this one here. Look at this freeze frame, guys. This is the man that is going to be addressing, presumably. I mean, it could just be an actor, and then there's a different voice. But he's got quite the getup, quite the suit here.
Colt.
He's got a hood. The whole getup is completely white. He's got boots on. He's got the logos that we talked about. And, of course, the V mask, as well as white hair.
Does this scream white power to anybody else? Like... I don't know.
There's not really anything to suggest.
And by the way, I mean, people complain about the Pope dressing up too much. I mean,
really, the only closest association I can make with it is the fact that he's in like a white robe with a hood.
It's hooded. Yeah, there is a hood here. I think
if you're going to consider yourself a man of the people and humanity and all this stuff, jeans and a t-shirt will do fine.
Yeah, why even subject yourself to that type of
to make a video of you, like, you are up in front of thousands of people all wearing the same mask as you.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy thinks he's cool, right?
Oh, yeah.
We don't know who he actually is. He could be a long-haired freak in a basement, you know, eating his mom's macaroni every night. We have no idea.
Well, whoever
he can make
he is,
a pretty cool YouTube video.
Whoever he is, he's well-funded because this video, I mean, look, I understand.
Decent quality.
It's very good quality. And I understand that you can get high-quality video for relatively cheap.
This isn't hard
days.
To do. Get this guy in front of a green screen. That's an easy bank. You could have Google searched that.
I agree with you. It's not hard to do, but your average anonymous video doesn't look this good.
At least some time was put into it.
A lot of time was put into it. This outfit alone is a pretty fancy prop. So it does not appear to be a cheap outfit. It looks well funded. We'll talk more about this because he hasn't even opened his mouth at this point. This is all just the build.
I still already hate him.
Oh yes, this is going to be great.
There's going to be a solid several minutes of him talking and explaining why he's the real Anonymous.
It's all downhill from here, guys.
Yep, he's the real Anonymous, and those other Anonymouses or Anonymi are not.
The fakers.
Yes, so, yes, do enjoy.
And then he'll talk about his political party as well. 855-450 free. You can share your thoughts on this on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paidman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You don't have to comment on the new anonymous Humanity Party, as it is being called, the Humanity Party, this political party that is, as you'll find out here in moments from the masked man in their video, is proposing a one-world government. And so, yeah, that alone right there I don't think is very anonymous-like, but some of the things that you'll hear this person say.
I mean, you showed me some of this the other day, and I was like, wait, is this anonymous, or is this like the agenda at this year's Bilderberg meeting?
Yeah.
Which makes it even funnier that you think the logo on his arm has some kind of Masonic look to it.
It really does look just like maybe a little different, like the...
It is a little different. The points
are a little different.
Right, the Masonic logo doesn't have the circle around it, but the Masonic logo does have like the...
The compass.
The compass. And then there's some sort of V that the compass is resting on. And
that general bit is definitely there.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to continue with this video from the Humanity Party, but I also want to tell you about D10E. It's coming up in San Francisco. D10E is a numeronym for decentralized. I'm looking forward to this event. It's going to be happening at the Marriott Marquis in San Francisco on July 19th and 20th. They're going to be exploring innovative decentralizing ideas and technologies that are transforming the world and quickly. Four main pillars will be discussed: blockchain, fintech, the sharing economy, the future of work, and disruptive tech and culture. John McAfee will be one of the featured speakers there, the founder of McAfee Security and the one-time libertarian presidential candidate now working on the Vote Different initiative. Andreas Antonopoulos, technologist, serial entrepreneur, and author of Mastering Bitcoin will be another one of their main speakers. They've got a bunch of others listed on their website. So go check out d10e.com. It's July 19th and 20th at the Marriott Marquis, and Free Talk Live will be in attendance, and we will be broadcasting from the event. So we'll look forward to seeing you at D10E in San Francisco, the Marriott Marquis. You can use code FTL and get 10% off the ticket price while the tickets last. Space is limited, so go and reserve yours right now at D10E.com. Again, July 19th and 20th in San Francisco for D10E at D10E.com, code FTL. So back to the Humanity Party. This is a video released, and it hasn't gone viral or anything. It's only got 23,600 views at this point. It's been out for 10 days, and it's a long, 40-minute-long rambling treatise about the Humanity Party.
Well, that's why.
What it stands for.
Who on YouTube is going to watch 40 minutes of anything?
Good point.
Was this put out around the same time that his little thing was created?
I believe it was all launched at the same time, yeah. Okay. So this video was put out on the 16th of June, and I suspect the website was launched around that same time, but honestly, I'm not sure.
It's like his pilot.
It's so stupid. You know, there's so many of these people that they create these internet projects, and they think they're really going to change the world. I know Zeitgeist has done it, and listen, I like the movies too, but I mean, it's just...
Wait, they haven't changed the world, Zeitgeist.
But they've got their meetup day. They've got the ZeitgeistProject.com with, you know, podcasts. And
right.
It's them trying to create a community. It's their movement and all this
Good
stuff.
Good for them.
And that's cool. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying nothing's really happened because of it. And to think that, I mean, you've got to really think, I don't know, you've got to be kind of delusional to think you're going to come up with this 40-minute anonymous video, create a website, and all of a sudden you're going to have some kind of massive, like, you're going to start the revolution.
Yeah.
Like, no, we've had angry people working on this stuff for a while. If you think you're going to be the guy to create the YouTube video that sparks the revolution, everybody thinks they're going to do that.
He does.
The Bernie
cooler.
Supporters thought they were going to do it. Everybody thinks they're part of the thing that's going to be the thing to change the world.
This does have shades of the Zeitgeist Project, which is, of course, a repackaging of a movement from the 70s. Oh, God, what is it called?
The Venus Project.
The Venus Project. Thank you for that. So this has that similar feel of everyone in the world will sign on to this brilliant plan. We have come up with this, and we haven't even gotten into his
plan.
We're
so smart. We figured out how to make machines run the entire system.
It's
foolproof, guys.
That's not what they're pitching here. So it's not the same exact proposal. This isn't the machine world proposal that you hear in Zeitgeist, which is a whole other thing that we could discuss at another time.
Yes.
And we have, actually, years ago when the Zeitgeist movie came out, we talked about that thing in detail on Free Talk Live. But this guy, whoever he is, he's done a good job producing this video. At the very least, it's well edited. It looks good. It's professional. It looks better than most anonymous videos that I've seen, where you usually just have some guy in a mask and a computer voice over top of it sitting in a nondescript room. This guy certainly is using green screen, because I don't think he's actually standing in front of the amazing staircase that that he appears to be standing in front
of. With some massive moon behind it.
Right. It's very dramatic. So let me continue with some of the audio from this video from the Humanity Party, claiming to be from Anonymous. And in the description of the YouTube video, again, this is another red flag that you're not actually dealing with somebody who is part of Anonymous, whatever it means to be part of Anonymous, because, again, anyone can claim it. It says Anonymous officially announces the Worldwide Humanity Party.
Oh, officially, huh?
So if there's really, like, no structure, how do they officially do stuff like that?
Exactly. So this guy, well...
Did they trademark the Humanity Project?
They did! Which is another indicator that you're not actually dealing with Anonymous here. So let me jump back into this. So he's just revealed himself. It's taken 50 seconds for him to actually reveal himself here as a masked man. Strangely wearing all white. Very different from Vendetta, where the main character is wearing all black. Now, of course, the classic, the classic tropes or whatever in film, like Western cinema, the good guys wear white, the bad guys wear black. That's sort of a classic cinema thing. Right. And I don't think you should be deceived by this white wearing man. Yeah. I don't think he's a good guy. But let's continue.
The shape of the hood makes him look very Python-y.
Yeah, it does.
Like
right,
a snake. He's like a big white snake.
So he has he's standing with his arms crossed, looking very serious. We see the logo in front of a red curtain.
This message and introduction is for all people living on planet Earth.
All right. Now, we're going to let him continue here in a moment. But
it's for all people on Earth, but it's only going to be in English.
Right. Well, there are actually translated videos on the website.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if this particular video has been translated into other languages. There are some that are translated into other languages.
I just want to attack this in any way possible.
And he is sitting in front of the red curtain, a la V for Vendetta, if you recall. It looks very much like the V for Vendetta backdrop.
Yeah.
And he's done a good job of sort of mixing in the footage from that movie and making this look much bigger and more important than it
is. It's very serious.
Yep, here we go.
We are not male. We are not female.
Oh.
We are not rich. We are not poor. We are not black. We are not white. We are not gay. We are not straight. We do not belong to any sovereign nation. We have no religion. We have no class distinctions. We are humans, and we live on a planet we call Earth.
Okay. Nice, nice message. We're, dropping the divisions, the distinctions between human beings. We're all, one human family. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm good with that so far.
Okay, Star. Oh, picture of Earth. That's
how you look on it. Picture of Earth and drink.
See, we live there.
So we're going to continue.
We live there. You're the people here.
Listen to me.
That's where he starts. 855-453 is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live. More on the Anonymous Part.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Looking for comments on this proposed humanity party by someone claiming to be the official Anonymous, which, you know, throws up an immediate red flag that there is any sort of official Anonymous. What there is an Anonymous, as I understand it, and I'm not an expert, I've just been somebody who's been watching them over the years, as many of you have as well. What there is are Anonymous channels that have existed for a while. So there's certain channels that have put out anonymous videos on, you know, Twitter or YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
And they sort of have some renown because of that, because they've been around for a while and they've been the source of some of the claims that have, you know, turned out to be true about hacks or whatever.
Right.
So they've got some let's call it street cred, even though there's no street involved here. They've got some cred in the anonymous world.
But how can you give credit to an anonymous entity?
You can't.
It's all very confusing.
You certainly can't claim to be a
like, I've liked a Facebook page. I think it's called Anonymous HQ.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I just want to call shenanigans. Yeah.
There's like 50 to 100 different Twitter handles that you can find. I mean,
there's a bunch of Anonymous.
You never know who you're dealing with.
So we're going to continue with a video from this other person claiming to be Anonymous, yet another masked man who has his own YouTube channel called the Humanity Party. There is a website called humanityparty.com, and this guy's got a vision, and he's certainly acting like he's more than one man, but there's no evidence of that.
Right, and I mean, he's definitely putting an effort in, at least, by the video.
Lots of, quality put into this video. It's the message that I question, and we'll get into that here in moments. Sarah's on the line first, though, in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah, because you can bring up what you want, so go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that Albuquerque had a very interesting election. We had a one-issue election concerning late-term abortion. So the question was to ask to ban abortions at 5 months, and it failed. We winded up keeping the 9-month abortion. So New Mexico, we have 9-month abortion. You could get an abortion a week before you're due. And it's completely
well,
legal.
Most doctors aren't going to do that.
Yeah, you sound pretty chipper about it, though.
No, I can't have much opinion on it because I think to myself, did you know that one out of, I think, 4 or 5 abortion, I was told that is from out of state?
Oh, I thought she said outer space.
I thought that too for a second.
You said out of state, though, right?
That's much closer.
They just shoot the penis up into space like a meteor.
Yeah, no.
They used to go to Mexico to get abortion in the 1960s. Now they're coming to New Mexico to get abortions now.
Why would they do that?
It's improved. It's new.
Why would they go? I mean, abortions are available in Arizona and Texas and, you know, other states in the region, right?
Well, actually, they're making it very difficult. They make you get an ultrasound. They close down like 60 clinics, I was told.
Oh, wow.
They're
weird.
Opening up.
Well, funny how Texas is so, like, right. For the death penalty, but, you know. Can't kill the babies.
Right. Yeah, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I think that abortion's a tough issue for a lot of people. It is, even among libertarians, a divisive issue. Libertarians don't always agree on this matter because a lot of it depends on when someone believes that life begins. Right. And obviously there's a lot of different beliefs about that. But I think the general libertarian view that I think is most accepted is that the government shouldn't get involved. The government shouldn't prohibit abortions because it just drives it underground. It creates a black market, makes abortions dangerous, more dangerous than normal.
Well, I mean, if somebody doesn't want to have a baby, they're going to figure out whatever they want.
Yeah,
they're going to jump down the stairs. I mean, I don't want to get gross with the possibilities. Or, you know, there's the whole dumpster possibility.
Yes.
I mean, if you really don't want to have a baby... And yeah, because you got to realize, you know, that's 18, 21, however many years that you've got to take care of a human being, you'll do some crazy stuff to make sure that doesn't happen.
Right. And then the other side of the coin is government should also not pay for abortion. So government shouldn't prohibit it, and it shouldn't pay for it.
It shouldn't enable it either.
Correct.
Now, you brought up a good point that was interesting to me. You said, it might be legal, but... You know, the odds of actually finding a doctor that would go through with it, I think, you know,
pretty slim.
Every doctor's not going to do it.
They're not going to do it.
Like in Vermont, you know, you can legally get a tattoo at the age of 16. Mm-hmm. But if you go around at the age of 16 asking for tattoo artists to do a tattoo, most of them will tell you to wait till you're 18.
Interesting.
So, I mean, like, it's a little different, I suppose.
It just goes to show the market. Sort of self-regulate in some of these ways. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts, and we'll continue with a video from someone claiming to be anonymous. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I was actually looking at the thump, as they're calling themselves, the Human Party, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I looked at the outfit that the guy's wearing, and actually, if you put two more lines on there, it's the Star of David. But at the same time, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And actually, it's a Guy Fawkes mask. I know you say the V for Vendetta mask. Everybody, it's Guy Fawkes. But anyway, what I was going to say is, you know, if they have a federally registered, if they have an R in a circle for a federally registered trademark, then there's got to be, as you say, there's got to be some sort of large money behind this so-called.
Or he hasn't been sued yet.
What does it take to get a trademark? How much money do you have to put down for that?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I mean, it takes a little bit of research to be able to say, you know, the word the with an R in a circle next to it is now your word and no one else can use it without paying you money. And that's basically what it comes down to is if you have something like that or their rainbow flag and all this, I see the wheat stalk and the oak leaf and
yeah.
It looks like some other kind of plant growing out of the hand. I'm not sure exactly what that's supposed to mean, but at the same time, that hand right there also looks like the hand for United Way. It looks like the United Way hand except in a rainbow hue with the plant growing out of it. So they're taking other people's work, if you will, and I don't think it's a real registered trademark. Probably not. But
if it is, here's what I'm wondering. If it is an actual trademark, I don't know how trademarking goes, but would there be a way to trace back the name of the person who got the trademark?
Absolutely.
Rendering them not so anonymous as they thought they were.
Well, some other anonymous people have put out another video, which is much rougher than this, that is supposedly outing that information. So, as you might have expected, other people calling themselves anonymous have already done that digging. Mm-hmm. And they have revealed that information of, you know, well, okay, here's the attorney's name that is signed on the documents of the trademark registration or mm-hmm. whatever. That doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the individual who's behind this is identifiable. If they used an attorney's services, then the attorney might protect the identity of their client. Go ahead, Tim.
Sorry, I was going to say they could have used what did you call the distributed autonomous or the DAO, that kind of thing, the blockchain kind of business setup, where people they could be all over the world, and it could be just a corporation name that copyrighted. If at all possible, I mean, copyrighted. Or
well, it could be, but if it were a corporation, the difference between the DAO that you mentioned, the decentralized autonomous organization, and a corporation is in a DAO, you don't know who the principals are. In a corporation, you would know, because if it was a corporation who registered this trademark, you could look up the corporation and get a board of directors listing or something like
right,
that.
Right. How else would you get permission to use it?
Right. So there has to be some human names behind this supposedly anonymous Humanity Party, which, again, is another indicator you're not really dealing with anonymous here.
Yeah, I think given the consistency of, you know, no continuity with actually, you know, the things that anonymous has presented, I think this whole thing is just...
Yeah.
What I'm starting to think is the guy just didn't want to show his face. So he had his own ideas about what he wanted to do, and he sees Anonymous. Oh, these guys get to have opinions and wear masks.
Right.
I don't want people to know my name, my face. I've just spent years and years writing a manifesto about the way I think the world should work, so I'm going to sneak into this organization, pretend I'm a part of it, so nobody has to know how dumb I am and exactly what my name is.
Well, it's actually a smart move on his part. Tim, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual... we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live and the Live Sunday Edition. You can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
And Bud.
We're talking about the video, introductory video, from the Humanity Party. Now, this is a political party that has been founded by someone claiming to be the official Anonymous. And we'll get into his claims here in a moment because we just kind of barely scratched the surface. We've been picking this thing apart and identifying reasons why we don't believe this actually is someone who is familiar or is part of Anonymous. Now, of course, anyone can claim to be their that they're part of Anonymous.
Yeah, they don't have membership cards.
No way. And there's no way to prove any of it. So all you can really do is go by what the words are that are coming out of their mouths. Does that make sense based on what other people who've claimed to be Anonymous have done and said over the years? Now, it's not to say that everyone in Anonymous thinks the same way. They don't. There are some lefties in Anonymous. There's some libertarians in Anonymous.
Yeah, but there'll definitely be some general patterns.
For sure. And so we're going to get deeper into that here in moments because we, as I said, just barely scratched the surface of this introductory video to their new Humanity Party. But Liberty Phoenix is on the line here via Skype. You're on with Ian, Cody, and Bud. Hey there, Phoenix.
Good evening, my favorite family members.
Welcome, sir.
What's up, man?
This video is a joke. It's ridiculous. I mean, come on.
It's not a joke.
It's a joke because it's pretending to present, you know, a view of Anonymous that is completely skewed. Nobody in Anonymous believes this crap. But let's talk about something that's really important. Have you guys heard, and do you follow, and do you know the way of our one true Lord and Savior, Commander Adamus?
Is this from the Cylon show?
Right. Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica, that's what it was.
I've seen this show.
I've been out-nerded. I got nothing.
You've not seen this?
No.
Bud, have you seen the Battlestar Galactica?
No.
I have not seen the original series, but I did see the, what they call a reimagining.
Is that the one with the Stargates?
No.
I'm going to shut up for a second.
Battlestar Galactica is a series about robots. It's about sort of futuristic robots that have become so realistic that they can't be distinguished from human beings.
Oh.
And they have consciousness that when the robot body dies, the consciousness is re-uploaded into a new body. So it doesn't actually kill the being that is that robot. So it's kind of this transcendental...
So AI reincarnation. So they're actually considered beings?
Well, that's, of course, it's a big question in the series. But what about it? Go ahead.
Well, you know, the good doctor, Dr. Brian Sovereign, he's been preaching the good word of Battlestar Galactica for a few years now, and I've been listening to it. I never really got into it.
He doesn't like the new version.
From what I understand, he does. He always plays their commercials. So.
Huh, okay. I thought he was like one of those, I like the old school guys on that one, but it sounds like you're listening more closely than I am, so I'll take your word for it.
Well, I don't have cable, of course. I hate television, and my internet is rather spotty here. So I was, you know, at one of the local, you know, used stores, and I saw the first two seasons of Battlestar Galactica, and I was like, heck yeah, let me grab that. And it is phenomenal. It's great. Like, you've got this terrorist dude who blew up the House of Parliament, you know, theoretically, and, you know, he's in jail, and they've captured the... They're running away from all the Cylons because they destroyed like all 12 planets of Earthlings, and like, this dude's like, yeah, I'm with government, and then you find out he's nothing more than a collectivist, you know, one world.
It's not a libertarian show in any way, shape, or form.
I just heard all the girls that were listening tune out.
it's not libertarian at all. The future that they're in is kind of this weird mix of old and new. Like, they've got, like, you remember the old coiled phone cords that they had? Like, the old corded phones that you'd have in your grandma's house or your parents' house or whatever, and there was that coiled cord. Like, they have old handset phones with coiled cords to communicate on
new spaceship.
Yeah,
so it's like a steampunk.
Those phones are actually what's called a TA-1. We use those in the Marine Corps, and it's a sound based, sound powered phone, so it doesn't require any powering. Because like, you know, the Cylons, they have this virus that if you have a highly enough advanced networking computers, it destroys everything and it makes you vulnerable and they can just kill you. So Battlestar Galactica, they are totally, you know, in the past, and they've got all these like old school stuff. It's pretty cool. I like it. I mean,
it's simultaneously
totally not libertarian.
In the past and in the future, because they have spaceships, obviously, but they've got their spaceships loaded with all this old looking tech. And but beyond that, they're kind of like a fascist military that. A ship, if you will. It's not in any way. There aren't even any that I can recall any libertarian characters on the show. So
it's really entertaining watching the play back and forth between the different concepts. Like if you're an anarchist, if you know what the heck's going on and you watch this show, like you're like, oh, okay, I totally know what that dude's like talking about, and I totally know what that guy's going for. And it's like it's really enjoyable watching the interplay between the different concepts of how a society should be ran. It's really entertaining.
Well, at least you're not talking about Firefly all night.
Yeah, that one.
What is it with libertarians and sci-fi, by the way? Is that a thing?
They're geeks.
All I'm saying is Battlestar Galactica is better than Rush Live.
Rush Live?
Get this man off my phone. I don't want to hear it.
Call
Love you guys.
It was a good show. I enjoyed it. It's several seasons long. Let's go to Tim in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, you guys, see, why don't you play with this man? Have saying, give us a chance to reach our own conclusions instead of, you know, editorializing when none of us have seen it. Why don't you give us a shot at, you know, you guys just keep gabbing and gabbing and gabbing.
You talking about the video?
I don't have a video. I don't have a television. All I know
are
is
you have a smartphone.
Are you asking why we don't play the whole video rather than commenting?
I think she's asking why we're playing it
at all.
Tim.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking you to play it so we can expose us to it.
Thank you, Tim. You're
playing producer tonight.
Right. We're gonna get to that, but you have to understand, Free Talk Live is an open phone show, so generally we're going
to
take phone calls.
No, it's mostly you guys running your motor mouth.
Okay, then.
Well, that escalated.
I like when people call in with comments, but what really irks me is like, oh, you're not doing the show the way I want you to. Do it this way. Oh, well, I didn't know you were my boss.
Right, that okay. kind of call makes me want to not play the video, but I did want to play the video,
right.
You know, kind of why I brought it in for the purpose of playing this. But there's a lot to say about this video, so if you don't like the fact that we're commenting, maybe you shouldn't listen to talk radio, and then you could just go and play the video on your own time.
Hmm.
Because there's a whole 40 minutes worth, hey, it's a 40-minute long video. Had you started it at the beginning of the hour, you'd
could have been done.
Yeah, you'd be done watching the entire
I just thought the point of talk radio was for commentary,
well,
weirdly
is,
enough.
As far as I'm concerned. And
that's
there's
what
a lot that needs to be said
Most
about
people.
This. Because we can't just play the 10... This, you know, it's basically, I wanted to play like the first 10 minutes of it. We can't play the first 10 minutes of it and then come back and comment on everything
that it says
after the fact. So, again, if you don't like it, then...
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you're just an infomercial for this guy you disagree with.
You can go to our... Exactly. You can go to our Facebook page or our Twitter, and then I'll have a link up there here shortly where you can watch it as many times as you want in whatever way that you want to. Meanwhile, we will continue the video here. And so we're picking up at about a minute and a half in after the masked man has revealed himself as a masked man, wearing all white, very strangely, the V mask, the Guy Fawkes mask, and is sort of talking about how we're all humanity.
We are anonymous. Our anonymity reflects our resolve to remain equal and united.
Is it just me, or does he sound like Optimus Prime a little bit?
I guess I see where you're coming from. It's just, I mean, Optimus Prime's just a man with some vocal effects on his
voice.
All
right, I don't need to slow the video down again.
This icon has developed a reputation of threats and cyber terrorist practices that are counterproductive to peace and individual security. Today, we officially announce the unification of all people who have used the anonymous mask and its representation to protest and stand up for change.
They officially announced the unification of all people who have used the anonymous mask to stand up for change.
So it's a rebel cry.
Again, to say that anonymous could officially do anything is an obvious red flag.
Wow.
But further, to suggest that all in anonymous have come together to get behind this man's message is also absurd, because we know that within anonymous, anyone can be anonymous, and so there are obviously going to be differences between the people who call themselves anonymous, and many of them are not going to agree with what this individual says. So for him to claim he speaks for everyone who's ever called themselves anonymous is an obvious red flag. This guy is clearly not part of anonymous, but let's continue.
The way that the anonymous icon and name has been used by a few through fear and intimidation ends today.
Wow, it sounds very official.
How many dislikes does this video have?
That's a good question here. It's actually not showing me that. Do I have to vote?
Maybe it's disabled.
Yeah, it doesn't show that information publicly.
Interesting.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going to continue with the anonymous video and commentary in hour number two.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.